It's 4 degrees and sunny at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Sarah Yanetta. 49-year-old Warren Switzer will be in Picton Court on January 11th for charges of drunk driving. He was tailgating a police cruiser yesterday afternoon and was quickly pulled over by the officer. Breathalyzer tests showed readings of more than 3 times the legal limit. The driver of a speeding pickup truck still hasn't been found after 2 days. OPP officers tried to arrest a man after a high-speed chase from the 401 through Quinte West and lost the man on foot in Wellington. Police used a spike belt to stop the truck and the canine unit to find the man, but they were unsuccessful. Police are asking anyone with information on the driver to call OPP or Crime Stoppers. Quinte Broadcasting is hauling in donations for the Adopt-A-Child program, and there are about 1,300 kids in need this year. Coordinator Matt Goodman for the program said they have a new motivator for donations.
This year we can give out tax receipts through the Salvation Army. We haven't been able to do that in the past, and so far we're getting a lot more people helping out, knowing that they're going to get something back at tax time. So if they do make a donation, we can just give the information to the Salvation Army, and they will issue a tax receipt.
Goodman said about half the donations are cash, and the other half are people buying clothes to donate. If you're a teenager, Belleville may not be the most exciting place. 17-year-old Ben Jones has been working with the city to change that. Jones says the project gives youth the opportunity to get together for cooking classes and pool parties.
If you don't go to the mall, you don't go to movies, you really don't have much else to do. So I personally hope that it just gives students and youth a place just to go and have fun.
In January, Jones hopes to host youth activities twice a month at the Rec Center on Pinnacle Street. And once the Belleville Multiplex is complete, he's looking to move it there. He's still looking for businesses to jump on board and support the project. The federal Liberals are asking the Governor General to hold off on signing the bill to end the Canadian Wheat Board's monopoly over Western grain. Murray Brewster has the story.
Liberal leader Bob Rae made the plea in a letter to Governor General David Johnston today, saying royal assent to Bill C-18 should be postponed in light of last week's federal court ruling. That decision, said the Harper government, was breaking the law in dismantling wheat boar protections without holding a plebiscite among farmers. Agriculture Minister Jerry Ritz says the government will appeal the decision. Rae says it would be inappropriate to proceed with the legislation until the matters have been exhausted before the courts. He says the Governor General has the authority to prevent an illegal bill from becoming law. Murray Brewster, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
Many anti-Wall Street encampments are now closed, but protesters are hoping to stage a dramatic encore today as they try to block ports all along the West Coast. Reporter Abby Boudreau is at the port spanning Los Angeles and Long Beach.
There are already dozens and dozens of protesters starting to line up behind me. They're gathering here and then they plan to try to shut down the ports today, all along the West Coast from Anchorage to San Diego.
Occupy protesters plan to gather at noon at an Eastside Park in Vancouver before what they say will be a 12-hour blockade of an entrance to Port Metro Vancouver. A funeral service is being held today for the Virginia Tech police officer gunned down on campus last week. Reporter Bryant Thomas says Officer Derek Krause was making a traffic stop when police say a student walked up to his cruiser and shot him.
Krause's funeral service is scheduled this afternoon at Castle Coliseum. Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell will deliver remarks. Meanwhile, the family of the man believed responsible for Krause's death is offering condolences and prayers to the officer's family.
Krause leaves behind a wife and 5 children. Environmental lawyers at law firm EcoJustice have just concluded an assessment of how well Ottawa is cracking down on environmental crime. The assessment says Canada's environment police have grown in number over the past few years, but at the same time, they've pulled back on their prosecutions and convictions. Lead author Will Amos says there's not much of an incentive for companies to obey the law.
What it does tell us is that there are patterns of federal non-enforcement. And it also tells us that the information that the Canadian public deserves to receive on environmental enforcement isn't necessarily available in an easy-to-access way.
Amos says in the U.S., there's a single website that allows the public to determine what kind of environmental law enforcement is being done in their own neighborhood. Several members of Al-Qaeda escaped from a Yemeni prison in the southern city of Aden. A prison official says at least 10 convicts escaped this morning through a tunnel dug by the inmates. Reporter Ben Hubbard says the breakout could further destabilize the already unstable country.
Yemen is currently home to one of the world's most active al-Qaeda branches, known as al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. With all of the political troubles Yemen's been having this year, the situation has got significantly worse in certain parts of the country, with al-Qaeda able to operate very freely.
Officials say several of the escapees were convicted of killing security officials. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to rule on the state of Arizona's controversial law targeting illegal immigrants. John Belmont has the story.
The justices say they'll review a federal appeals court ruling that blocked several tough provisions of the law. One of them requires police, while they're enforcing other laws, to question a person's immigration status if officers suspect they're in the country illegally. The Obama administration challenged the Arizona law by arguing that regulating immigration is the job of the federal government, not the states. Similar laws also are facing administration challenges in Alabama, South Carolina, and Utah. Private groups are suing over immigration measures adopted in Georgia and Indiana. I'm John Belmont.
That's 91X News to 1205. Sean Macy has sports next.
Take the bus. It's always better. It doesn't matter what the weather. If it's too hot, they air condition, and in the rain, they're so efficient. No need to worry about the snow. Belleville Transit was built to go. They've got you covered in every season. From Monday through Sunday, they're all about pleasing. They're always on time with you on their minds, so go ahead and check out your schedule online. city.belleville.on.ca. Visit them today. And remember, take the bus. It's always better.
Good afternoon, I'm Sean Macy with 91X Sports. The St. Louis Rams got more bad news going into their Monday night game against the Seattle Seahawks. Quarterback A.J. Feely has a broken right thumb and will be unable to play in the game. This adds salt in the wound for the 2-10 Rams, who are already without number one QB Sam Bradford. Tom Brandstater could be set to make his first NFL start for St. Louis against the division rival Seahawks. After losing by 27 points to the Jets on Sunday, the Kansas City Chiefs have fired head coach Todd Haley. The 5-8 Chiefs will need all the help they can get going into next week's game against the 13-0 Green Bay Packers. It's a battle of bottom feeders in the lone NHL game tonight. 12th place New Jersey is in Tampa Bay to take on the 13th place Lightning. The Devils haven't won in regulation since November 25th, while the Bolts are ice cold with one win in their last seven games. There could be big changes coming for the struggling LA Kings this week. After four straight losses, head coach Terry Murray could be given the boot. There are reports from the LA Times that the Kings are looking to kickstart their sputtering offense. The report also says the team doesn't have a replacement in mind. Chris Paul could be looking for a new home in Los Angeles, again. ESPN is reporting a pending trade for Paul, this time to the LA Clippers. The proposed deal would have Paul to the Clips with Eric Gordon, Chris Kaman, Al-Farouq Aminu, and a first-round pick heading back to New Orleans. Just last week, the Hornets point guard was set to be dealt to the Lakers before Commissioner David Stern vetoed the deal. Paul isn't the only player who's been dealt for the second time in the past week. Lakers forward Lamar Odom is the newest member of the Dallas Mavericks after he was swapped for a first-round pick and an $8.9 million trade exception. Odom was also set to be involved in the blocked Chris Paul trade. Canada got some bad news after its first red and white game at the World Junior Camp yesterday. Brett Conley was injured in the game. The forward was lent to Canada by the Tampa Bay Lightning. Conley said later on his Twitter account that everything was okay, he's just a little banged up. The Anaheim Ducks lent Devontae Smith-Pelly to Canada for the tournament, and it's paid dividends early as he scored in the first intra-squad game. UFC light heavyweight champion John Bones Jones continued to move up in the MMA world. After submitting former champ Lyoto Machida on the weekend, Jones is ranked as the number 2 pound-for-pound fighter on UFC president Dana White's personal list. The 24-year-old is now behind only Anderson Silva. Send us your team or league scores, email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Sarah Yanetta with 91x Weather.
Today, sunny with low winds in town, but much higher by the lake, high plus 5. Tonight, mainly clear with some clouds, low minus 3. Tuesday, cloudy, 40% chance of showers for midday, clearing late in the evening, high plus 6. At 12:09, it's 4 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Sarah Yanetta with Sean Macy. News is next at 1:00.